Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. How are y'all? Hope everybody's doing well. Hope the day is going by pretty good for everybody. It's a pleasure to be on live. Something new, extravagant. It's a beautiful thing. We will be having a guest joining us a little bit later that's in a training. But the show is basically about discovery. Nothing cast in stone. Just attempting to get everybody to tap into the resources that is within them. One of the things that I like to encourage is for people to do work that they enjoy, get beyond working just for working for a living, like do something that you like to do, something that you get pleasure, that you get satisfaction, that you get enjoyment out of. That's mainly what I'm focusing on. Some of the topics that we'll discuss will be across the board. I like to discuss the topics of belief systems, thoughts, strategic planning, living life by design versus feeling like you have no control or that you're helpless. I like to instill hope in the clients that I work with. Sometimes we just do not have the control that we need to see how things are happening or actually step back and observe things as they happen, so to speak. So with that being said, when you think about your beliefs, and it's not about religion or this or that, it's just literally dealing with your beliefs, understanding that your thought impulses come from your beliefs. And a lot of us are walking around with beliefs that no longer serve a purpose or no longer serve our best interests. And that's kind of what we like to dive into, getting to know the person and becoming acquainted with their beliefs, and in the process they become acquainted with their things that they believe that they didn't know that they believed, if that makes sense. And then we process on to thought processes, thought impulses, the way we think, our thinking patterns, our habitual thinking patterns, so on and so forth. Okay. The lines are opened up. I believe the number is 888-627-6008. Be interesting to take some calls and kind of get a feel for who's out there. I would actually enjoy that because it's always an honor to deal with beliefs, thoughts, goals. This is for everybody. The up and out, the down and out, those in the middle, the whole buffet. It's always a pleasure to get others' insights on how they approach things, how reality works for them. One of the things that I try to do daily is keep a goal in front of me and always be learning, always be learning. Because you never arrive. The only way you can overcome ignorance is by studying. So continuous learning is very profitable. Want to talk about vision, utilizing your imagination, goal setting. Not just setting the goal, but understanding why obtaining the goal is important. What will it do for you? What will it do for others in your family? Sounds simple, but it's very profound. It really, really hits home when you really analyze why you're setting a goal. Is it for me? You know, because the goals that have the highest success rate are goals that are highly personal. When you set a goal, because someone else wants it, or you're doing it to impress another or whatnot, you may not have the staying power to actually obtain the goal. And actually, you're supposed to run through the goal. Like, the goal is supposed to be guaranteed, but you go beyond the goal. And one of the things that really helps you and moves you towards the goal is spaced repetition, meaning rehearsing your goal, or like athletes do, rehearsing, seeing themselves in a given situation over and over again until it feels natural. A lot of people may do this unconsciously, or even a few that do it consciously. It's actually a process that each person goes through, whether they're going through it, whether they know they're going through it or not. Looking at your habits, your behavior, your actions, kind of sets the tone on what it's going to take to actually accomplish the goal. What thought processes and thinking patterns intensify the fascination with obtaining the goal. Which brings me to an important subject. The difference between knowing and doing. Look at day-to-day, everyone on their job daily. We can agree that most people know what to do. And for the most part, they know how to do it. So if they know what to do and they know how to do it, I guess a better question becomes, why are they not doing it, or why are they not doing it on a consistent basis? And basically that delves down into habits and behaviors, being in control versus operating on autopilot or operating automatically. You know, a lot of us, when we get up in the morning, we go to our routines to get dressed, and then we hop into the car and we take the same way to work, and we're not conscious. We're driving unconsciously because there's a program. We do it every day, day in and day out. And the same thing happens when we're going home from work. We take the same route. Everything is the same. But let's say that there's a road closure and you have to detour a couple blocks. Then the amygdala fires and automatically we're out of our comfort zone and we're awakened, and we actually have to think about how we're going to get home. Kind of becomes a small challenge. Nothing that we can't do, but it does present a small problem that's different than what we're accustomed to. And that's just an example. So we don't want our thoughts to be on autopilot. We want to be consciously thinking and planning ahead and setting objectives and setting goals so that we continue to grow and we don't just remain stagnant. I think one author says create or disintegrate, meaning that everything is moving. You can't just stay still in the same place. You either have to move forward or you're moving backwards. So it's very, very important that we are aware and that we are conscious and that we're cognizant of our thought patterns and our thinking patterns. 'Cause thought is very, very important, and it's critical to evolving, growing, expanding, and advancing. I would like to talk about the subject of the subconscious mind. a lot of y'all that's out there like to get some opinions on what do you feel is the most simplest process of programming the subconscious mind. They state statistics say that 99% of what happens day in and day out is predicated upon the subconscious mind, and only 1% is actually being executed by the conscious mind. That's a pretty startling statistic. So it'd be interesting to get feedback on programming the subconscious mind. What's effective, what's ineffective, what are some of the simplest and best processes on accomplishing that goal. We all know that we do think in pictures, so that's one avenue that's utilized to program the subconscious mind. Others like to use the mirror technique. Some people just like to have their internal conversation out loud amidst themselves. Others read things over and over habitually. And I think some people repeat things with music in the background. It'd be interesting to get takes on that. Another question, which time is best? Is it when you first wake up, or is it right before you drop off to bed at night? I wish we could take a poll on that to see who's for the morning and who's dropping off late at night. It'd be pretty interesting. And then to get the percentages of the goals that they're actually going after, the percentages of execution, that would be pretty interesting too. The next topic, going back to belief systems, statistics say that our belief systems, which are ancestral, environmental, basically stem from the last trimester of the mother's pregnancy through age 7. So with that being said, a lot of our beliefs are not our own, meaning they're just passed down to us, or we just download them through ancestry and through environmental, I mean, our environment. So a lot of the choices that we make are not quite our own. It's since it's such an early age, it's doing what we see do and the programming that's instilled in us. So the question becomes, when we make choices and we don't understand why we're making those choices, there's only a select few or a small percentage that will deep dive into researching, finding out, becoming aware of, and becoming conscious of what is going on from within. So we can use an example of maybe the car we drive. Let's say we drive a Chevy. We drive a Malibu. Someone, our parents, one of our parents, or someone related to us, somebody somewhere, chose that vehicle, and then we also choose that vehicle, but we don't know why. That could be kind of an example of a belief that's instilled in us. Or another example could be like beliefs about finances. How we handle finances, how we choose to meet the financial obligations, and what we choose to do with our finances. A lot of that stems back to your upbringing and what you saw growing up, how things were handled in your household. Another example could be the way you dress. I mean, do you dress the way that you want to dress, or do you follow a theme that you saw throughout your adolescence ages and then teenage years, so on and so forth? And I believe this coincides back to thinking too. You know, whether these things are just cast on to you, or do you isolate yourself and actually think about what I want to drive, what I want to eat, what car I want to drive, so on and so forth. Let's talk about doing work that you're passionate about, or that you enjoy, or that you have the skill set for. A lot of the people that have been creators or business owners and people that have done extremely well just in life and as well as financially, they say that there's an invisible ingredient of success in doing what you enjoy doing versus doing something that you're just doing to meet your financial obligations and making a living. So top priority, I know we have to do what we have to do to make ends meet, but in order to get satisfaction and fulfillment, it is important to take a look at doing work that actually interests you at a high level, things that you are naturally good at, because when you are getting satisfaction and when you're getting enjoyment out of things, you kind of approach it as, you know, play or having fun versus actual work. And also, we do have to, you know, perfect our mindset towards work. So it is important to do work that interests us, that gives us enjoyment, that gives us fulfillment, that gives us satisfaction, that gives us validation. When you begin to do this, you'll be able to quickly see that the feel is different. And with that being said, it would allow you to become the observer and see how you're interacting and how you're extending value through your service day in and day out, versus when you just had your head down and you were just doing the job, hoping and wishing that lunchtime comes and that it's time to get off, so on and so forth. These are things that will stand out to you as you begin to observe what you're currently doing and then begin to make plans to do things that you really want to do and challenge yourself and move into a position and begin to do work that you're actually highly interested in and passionate about, and you're able to give a higher quality of service because you're doing something that you choose to do versus doing something that you have to do. We have our guest speaker, Jay Banks. He actually needs no introduction, but I'll try to do it justice and give him an introduction. He hails from the greater Houston area. He currently resides in the Austin area. He is a mentor, coach, consultant, friend, business partner extraordinaire. And he is the proud owner of Spiritual Athletics. Let him have the floor.
Thank you, Dwight. Yeah, as Dwight mentioned, he calls me Jay Banks. My full name is Jaron Banks. Dwight invited me on to speak here briefly with the listeners, and I appreciate the time, and I'm definitely honored to be able to share. I'm just coming out of a training myself, so I know Dwight and I work together, and that's the first thing I wanted to comment on is whether you're in sports, business, personal life, relationships, many things that people see as success. Sometimes they think that people have special abilities or gifts, and we all do have certain levels of talent, but that talent is always developed and brought together by always stretching and growing and doing new things each day and bettering ourselves. And so I'm actually currently here at a conference for coaches, consultants in a group that I'm working with, one of the great speakers and legends in the personal development realm, which is Bob Proctor. And so we just got through with a little morning training. We're here for lunch now. So I'm actually going through some training myself and learning more about how I can grow personally, spiritually, and also learn how to grow my business and help people, because that's the main thing, is to be able to help people with the things that I learn and pass that on for the next generation, my family, my friends. So that was one of the first things that I wanted to share today. And I also wanted to chime in and bring Dwight back in the conversation and ask you, Dwight, you know, one question about what you were discussing earlier before I got on, and just see where we can go from there.
Kind of hit on a couple different areas. Talked about belief systems, our thought patterns. Belief systems, I kind of touched bases on how our belief systems are basically downloaded or installed ancestrally, and then as well as environmentally. And kind of went on from that and talked about how our choices most of the time are not our choices, how we do what we see do or what we saw coming up through adolescence and our preteen and teen years. And then we come out as adults and we make choices, but are they really our choices? Then I kind of talk about thinking patterns, habits and behaviors, that it's not a good thing to just kind of be moving around because everything is moving, but be on autopilot and not know that we are on autopilot, sort of being asleep and then becoming awakened and becoming the observer and then actually seeing what we had been doing previously day in and day out, and then deep diving into that and trying to get understanding and then begin to replace those habits with new habits and beliefs that serve us, that can move us, advance us further along than where we are or, you know, where our family is.
Yeah, I agree. Those are some good points that you brought up there. One that we just discussed this morning, which is a simple, and some of the things Dwight, I'm sure, has shared are very simple in terms of what steps need to be done, and many of us have heard these things before, and that's a lot of times what trips us up is we think, oh, you know, I already know this, I'm already doing this. But the repetition and repeating these things daily is really important, and one of those that Dwight just mentioned is knowing where you are in your life. That could be financially, you know, in your relationship, maybe your health, actually having an accurate picture of where you are, and then knowing where you want to be or where you want to go. And you would be surprised how many people that I work with, that I talk to, or even in my own life, I've seen myself get caught up in this, where you may want to earn a certain amount of money, you may want to take a new trip, or maybe getting a new relationship or have a new health goal, and you finally get that goal written down. But you focus on that, and you never look at where you actually are now, right? You don't take an assessment of yourself, of what you're doing, what you're thinking about, because the key piece here that Dwight just mentioned is if you want to, let's say, earn $1 million this year in 2020, but last year you just finished earning $80,000. That means your habits, your thinking, everything in your world is still based off earning $80,000. So when you start to see the difference between those two, now you start to realize, well, wait a minute, I actually need to start thinking like a millionaire. I need to start doing the things that a millionaire would do. I need to start having the thoughts and habits that a millionaire would have. And that seems backwards to many of us from what we've learned from school. It's like, oh, I need to go learn it, and then I'll be able to take a few steps and get it. And some of that is true. It's 5% of tactics or things you need to do, but 95% of that is more mindset and where we're coming from internally. So confidence is built from the inside out, right? And it's a habit that you have to keep doing day in and day out. And so that allows you to start to see, okay, wow, the things that I'm doing, there's no way that's going to get me to make $1 million this year, right? Or there's no way I'm going to be able to get into a new relationship if I keep operating in the same habits that are keeping me not in a relationship, right? So something simple, and of course there's a lot more depth to go into these things, but that's probably one of the most powerful messages that I would like to share today, and it's something that I'm constantly thinking about each day, is really being able to see where you are, take an assessment of yourself, and then being able to see where you're going to go. And that allows you to match up your actions, your habits, your thoughts to say, wait a minute, I'm not even thinking on that level of where I want to go. Of course, that's why I'm not getting any results, right? So part of what I'd like to share, and really my main message for the day, I like to keep it simple but powerful and allow you know, anybody I'm working with or any of our listeners today to be able to take that and take some steps with it in their own life.
Well stated, well stated. As we get ready to draw to a close, I would like to end just the way similar with a similar topic as what I began with, and it's discovery. And discovery is a huge deal. It's a simple word, but I just like to say it this way. No one can do your thinking for you. No one can do your believing for you. No one can take action for you. No guru can extrapolate the doing the work part, meaning you have to do the work personally, and no one is exempt from it. From the lowest person to the highest person, the person that is most successful in some form, some fashion, some way, they put in the work. And that's the way I would like to wrap this session up. It's been a pleasure speaking with everyone. As we get more acclimated to this system, we'll be able to give a lot of powerful content, things that you can take away and apply to your life immediately and see dramatic change instantly if you apply what you're hearing and the things that you already know. I don't believe we're teaching anyone anything that they don't already know. We're just bringing it more to the forefront so you can actually apply it and begin to get different results. It's been a pleasure speaking with you all. It's been an honor. I thank y'all for it, and I look forward to future events.